You might say 2010 is the year of Mark Twain. This year marks the 175th anniversary of his birth, the 100th anniversary of his death, and the 125th anniversary of the publication of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Nashville is celebrating all of this with Twain and Twang. Recently, I spoke with Kathy Smith, Associate Director of Special Collections and University Archives, about Vanderbilt's participation in Twain and Twang. Kathy, what will be Vanderbilt Heard Library's role or contribution to the Twain and Twang event?
The Special Collections Library is having a Mark Twain exhibition, and we're calling it Mark Twain, an American Original. With that, we will be open to the public and entertaining schools if they'd like to come in, and just anybody who'd like to come by and see our exhibit.
Talk about some of the more unusual items in the exhibit, if you could.
Our exhibit is really focused on first editions, Mark Twain first editions. We have a wonderful Mark Twain collection. A man named Dr. Mark H. Hollander, who was a psychiatrist at Vanderbilt University and a professor there, was a collector of Mark Twain. Over the period of a number of years, he and his family gathered together all sorts of Mark Twain memorabilia and first editions. So we have first editions of all of Mark Twain's books, and then we have later editions, and we have a lot of foreign editions of his materials.
Approximately how many books did Mark Twain write?
Oh, goodness. Well, he probably wrote over 100.
Wow.
A lot of his books came out in different pieces. One of the things that was popular during that time was serialization, and he would put out his book like Roughing It or Innocence Abroad in chapters that were published in magazines like the New Century Illustrated or Harper's Weekly, things like that. So he wrote a lot of books. He wrote even more articles, and then he did lectures, and a lot of his lectures were published later on. So he has a huge assemblage of material.
Now, was there any particular reason for Dr. Hollander to collect all of these?
Well, I don't really know. I know that I never met Dr. Hollander. He passed away before I was able to start. But his wife, his widow, came over a lot. And Betty Hollander would regale us with stories about Dr. Hollander and his collecting habits. And one of the things that she said that he always said was that he was there to collect Mark Twain, not to analyze him. So that was always something that was interesting, because Mark Twain really, if you look at him through today's eyes, he had a lot of personality issues, and some might say that he was manic depressive or something like that. But he just really enjoyed the stories. I think that was Dr. Hollander's main focus.
Is that why people still like Twain today, do you think? It just, the stories put you in a good mood, and it's something you can relate to even so many years later.
I think so. His characters are so well thought out in the books, and so many times they're representative of larger things. One of the sections that we have in our exhibit is on social activism, which we feel is very timely also today. Mark Twain was, in many ways, he was a Victorian man, a man of his age. But then there were other points where he was very much ahead of his time. He railed against animal cruelty and what he considered needless medical testing. He tried to expose, and I think he did expose, a lot of times the hypocrisy of the North and South and their treatment of African Americans. In many of his books, he really went at what he considered the social issues of the day. In his book, The Gilded Age, he attacked the Victorian sensibilities and the whole quest for money. One of the things that's really interesting is that the Gilded Age, there's a story in there, which goes through the book, about a Tennessee family and the sons and daughters' quest for wealth and what it does to them, which I think is really interesting.
Now, as far as we know, Mark Twain did not live in Tennessee, and do we know if he ever visited Tennessee?
I think he did visit Tennessee. He actually wrote a little article called Journalism in Tennessee. When he first got started, he was a journalist, and he was hired by a number of newspapers throughout the West. And so he always considered himself a journalist and what would sort of be creative nonfiction nowadays. He took stories sometimes that were based in truth, and then he expanded upon them to make them a little bit more entertaining for the rest of us.
The whole city of Nashville is celebrating his life, correct?
Correct. 2010 is the 100th anniversary of Mark Twain's death. The city of Nashville has decided to do an entire year's worth of programming on Mark Twain. It's called Twain and Twang. It's got a website, and there's a lot of really interesting things going on. The Frist Museum has an exhibition right now on Thomas Hart Benton and a lot of his sketches. The Children's Theater has done some stuff. I know that I think the National Repertory Theater and Cheekwood has programming. And so we were asked to participate in this, and we really have been enjoying it.
And we're also able to show some items from other libraries, correct?
Yes. Our exhibit is a sort of an amalgamation of three different institutions. We have a lot of first editions of Mark Twain, but we didn't have a lot of other things. We didn't have photographs and correspondence and items like that, or things that were written about Twain later on. So we have borrowed some things from the Mark Twain Boyhood Home in Hannibal, Missouri. Our exhibit, which runs to June, after it comes down at Vanderbilt, will go to San Diego State University in California, where they will have it up for the next 6 months. And we have used a number of their items also that they have loaned us, and we're very appreciative for them.
Can you tell us about any of the items from his boyhood home that will be in the exhibit?
We have a really nice silver bust of Mark Twain that it's about a foot high, and it's made out of silver, so that was nice. And they gave us, they loaned us, an operetta about Huckleberry Finn that was performed. That's the score to that. They loaned us some letters that he had written to his daughter, some photographs, and a lot of really interesting pieces. Mark Twain was a leader in the fight for copyright legislation back in the 1870s, 80s, 90s, on through his life. And they had some letters to his publishers and some cartoons talking about, you know, his fight to establish American copyright legislation.
So issues today that in Music City are very much alive with musicians and songwriters and other people being concerned about trademark and copyright issues, he struggled with that as well.
Oh, yes. In fact, that was really, it's a corner of our exhibit. It's a whole cornerstone part of it because the issues are so prevalent today. I mean, he really, at the time, there was no American copyright law. So he ended up being pirated a lot and really went on the offensive about this because it was really infringing on his royalties. And he spent the rest of his life fighting for authors' rights and to create legislation that would help publishers maintain control of the intellectual property that they create.
And there are some items from other exhibits also in addition to Dr. Hollander's?
Well, there's the materials from San Diego State University, their Department of Special Collections and Archives, and the Mark Twain Boyhood Home from Hannibal. Oh, we have a really wonderful illustration from a collection that we recently purchased. An artist, Barry Moser, who is a native Chattanoogan and is an exceptional book illustrator. We have used his illustration of Mark Twain as the entrance piece to our exhibit, Mark Twain American Original. So that has been a really nice addition to our collection, and we're hoping to keep collecting Barry Moser materials as they are produced and as they're found across the country.
So how can people see this exhibit? I guess it's open during the week?
It is open during the week. We are open from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. We're at 419 21st Avenue South. The building on the side of it says Gene and Alexander Heard Library, and our entrance is through the front patio.
For Interview, I'm Amory Dear Owens.